Hey, this is Freedom ERP with another member podcast from AboveTopSecret.com. And today I'm going to do some self-promotion and talk about one of the threads I started. I suppose that's a privilege or an honour I have of being able to do. And I wanted to talk about a thread or my thread that is in the Above Politics section. And it is in UK politics, and it's so what is the best way to fund our political parties? Decided to put the topic up primarily because there's been a lot of press about funding of particularly the Labour Party currently, although that's not to say that the other three major political parties, or the other two, the Liberal Democrats and also the Tories or Conservatives, haven't had their fair share of funding scandals in the past. And also there were a couple of posts regarding the recent funding scandal of the Labour Party in the Above Top Secret UK politics section. So I just thought I'd start a thread because it's an interesting subject. How do we fund our political parties? So I just came up with some initial ideas really to get some things going, and I suppose I'll just quickly recap them. One was state funding. So out of our hard-earned tax pounds, we fund political parties. Yeah, it's an interesting idea. Is it going to be fair? I suppose the first thing that comes to mind is, well, do we want our taxpayers' money to be used to fund political parties? And then I suppose one of the interesting things is, like in all countries, there are parties that are smaller parties on the fringes, both on the left and right. You know, you can talk about the communist parties, the right-wing parties. You know, you could even say, you know, the Greens are smaller parties. So, you know, do I want my tax money going to fund those? Another idea would be, well, let's leave the status quo and just live with the fact that we're going to get controversies, and that, you know, people are always going to be trying to bend the rules to fund parties. The other one would be have limits on what parties can spend. So say in a non-election year, parties can only spend this much money, both at a local and at a national level. And my final viewpoint, well, do we actually care? Which I suppose also goes back to leave as it is, or, you know, do we actually care? How many people actually care about how political parties are funded? So I decided to start this off and sort of just thinking about those in a little bit more detail. State funding. Well, yeah, it has some ideas. I suppose I'd always see state funding would be linked to no other funding. That's it. If you have state funding, you cannot get funding by any other means. That is it. And then I suppose that neatly ties into set limits on what parties can spend. If you're taking money from the state, you can't take money from anywhere else. I can see people arguing for a minimum level that the state would fund, and then it could be topped up. Yeah, I can sort of see some logic with that idea. One of the ideas, or certainly one of the concepts that comes out of state funding, is what is the definition of a political party? How are you going to define how much money a political party gets? And certainly we've got three major parties in the United Kingdom, Labour Party, Tory Conservatives, who are the official opposition, and the Liberal Democrats. And then there are a slew of smaller parties, particularly Scottish Nationalists, Welsh Nationalists, and some of the Unionist parties and Republican parties in Northern Ireland. And then you have a whole host of political organisations, parties that do not have any seats in the national parliament, but will have seats at a local level. And certainly you've got the UK Independence Party, who have some seats at the European level. So how do you define what a political party is? Is a particularly interesting one. I'm not sure. I think maybe we have to sit down and actually define that, what is a political party, and then if any organisation meets those requirements, whether we agree or disagree with it and you want state funding, then I'm sorry, that's it. If they've met the rules, and there is a, you know, presumably you're going to have some kind of commissioner to monitor all of this one, but if they meet the rules, they should be entitled to funding. Next question is, well, how much funding do you give them? You know, we have three major parties in the United Kingdom. We have a lot of smaller parties. You know, the major parties will probably say, but, you know, we have the majority of people vote for us. Well, maybe that's in some cases the only people who can be voted for in some constituencies and some elections. But they would say, well, we're bigger parties, we're national organisations, we need more money. and then how do you actually determine how much money each party gets? Is it by their results last time round? Well, which then typically would mean that you would keep the status quo, that typically only the Conservative Party or the Labour Party would ever get elected, even if you said it was based on their vote last time round, you could actually get to a situation where only one party gets the majority of the funding. The issue with how many votes did you get last time round is that an organisation that is new, that has a political agenda, wouldn't get any funding. Begs the question then, if you say political funding, no other funding, how do other parties start and get going? My view on state funding, I've got to be brutal and say I'd rather my tax monies were spent on probably more important things to me, health, police, the military, keeping the roads and those type of things. I really don't want any more of my money going to fund what I see as the gravy train of the political institutions in the United Kingdom. But if I was forced to have state funding, and I try to be pragmatic here, I would certainly say that there should be the ability for them to fund on top of that. I don't think we can restrict them in that sense. The other one is leave it as it is. And just to explain, certainly the more recent scandals has been around several donations to the Labour Party, I think in the region of £650,000. That's probably about $1.3 million made by a property developer based in the northeast of England. And what he's been doing is made some donations, I believe, on his own, but then also made some donations to the Labour Party via other people. And now there's the big political hoo-ha about this donor is now maintaining that people in the Labour Party knew what was going on and that donations were being made on his behalf by proxies. One of the reasons he claimed that he didn't want to give the money directly himself is that he didn't want the publicity. And that leads to another point about political funding, in that I believe, and I think I've mentioned in a thread, that any donation to any political party should be a matter of public record. It doesn't matter whether it's 5p, whether it's £5 million. You know, I want to know exactly who is making donations to all the political parties. Purely, I think that starts to give some transparency. You know, if you're a major figure and you start donating to political parties, and there certainly have been allegations, particularly with this current Labour government and also with other governments from other political parties, that, you know, maybe for in return for donations things have happened, and there was a police investigation into funding of the Labour Party in return for peerages into the upper house of the United Kingdom Parliament, and the Conservative Party have equally had their fair share of torrid political funding allegations. Also, so have the Liberal Party. I actually do think there should be limits on what political parties can spend. You know, I think you just get into an Armageddon arms race, and potentially you then only have 1, 2, 3 political organisations that you can vote for. If it is, you know, you have to spend millions of pounds every year. And I know this is focused on the UK, but certainly if you look in North America, you know, realistically you only get to vote for two political organisations, the Democrats or the Republicans. Occasionally you will get an independent. At least in the United Kingdom, the current system is, you know, in most constituencies you will see a Conservative candidate, a Liberal Democrat candidate, a Labour candidate, and you will probably in a lot of constituencies also see a smaller political parties or even independent candidates. But I believe there should be a cap. Interesting as to how you would also define that, whether the cap would be dependent on your size or just a cap in general. I'm not, you know, I've no idea how much it takes to run a political organisation, and how much media adverts cost, but, you know, I'd be saying maybe it should be sort of, you know, a few million pounds during the year, and then, you know, and if there isn't a general election called, then, you know, potentially spending can be increased during that election. And interestingly, you know, who cares? Well, I just wonder how many people do actually care about how political parties are funded. I suppose I'm going to be brutally honest and candid here and say I think whatever rules we put in place, people are always going to bend and twist them. So maybe a flip argument of this one is to have a more powerful and more dominant organisation that can police and control funding to political parties. And certainly there have been some talk about some cross-party consensus between the three major parties about funding. Certainly one of the interesting points coming out of that via the media is the Labour Party are very keen to maintain the funding that they get from the trades union movement in the United Kingdom. Typically the trade unions meeting trades union movement through its political levy, which members have an option whether they pay that or not, and then the executive or the leadership of the union decide how they're going to spend that money. Typically the vast majority of that money goes to the Labour Party, some of it goes to the Liberal Party, and I will wait to be stand corrected by the sharp people on this forum. I don't believe there is a trades union organisation that is donating money to the Conservative Party, but hey, if I'm wrong, please let me know. Because what one of the ideas was that no single donor could donate more than £50,000. So I don't know whether that was per year, per whatever. I must confess, I'm in favour of that one. I think there should be a cap on what you can donate, and that should be absolutely in the public domain. I should be able to go somewhere. I should be able to see what donations have been made. You know, primarily because, you know, all of a sudden if someone donates, you know, £500,000 to a political party and then, you know, maybe planning or something goes forward for them, you know, hey, I'd like the ability to say, I mean, this guy gave you £1,000,000 and things are happening for him. You know, it gives me the opportunity to challenge the elected officials, and also a great deal of transparency. Anyway, so there's been a few replies on that one, and I suppose I'm sort of just plugging my own thread here. It's in Above Politics section. It is in UK Politics, and it's how should political parties be funded. This is Freedom ERP. It's just coming up to 12 minutes 15. Thank you very much for listening, and if you've heard this from somewhere other than AboveTopSecret.com, go to AboveTopSecret.com. Thank you.